Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Are we all ready to begin? Everybody find a chair? Lots of kids here. Thanks for getting your parents up on time and getting them dressed and gluing down the rooster tails, feeding them, getting them here on time. It's a lot of work getting your parents here on time, isn't it? Well, I got a question for you. What's a wise person? And then I've got another question after that. What's a foolish person? What do you think? Yeah.
It's like a person that is like.
Is that a hard question? Ricky, what do you think?
Somebody who listens to counsel.
A wise person is somebody who listens unto counsel. What do you think a foolish person is?
A foolish person is someone who
does what?
Who is the fruits of the flesh.
Oh, yeah. A foolish person produces fruits of the flesh. That's a good answer. Well, I'm gonna ask you that a little bit later. So you remember that. A wise person is somebody who knows the right way and follows it. A foolish person is somebody who knows the right way and doesn't follow it. That's a foolish person. Okay, so who has a song you'd like to sing? I guess on the back of this, there's some songs that we can sing. Do you have one?
Number
44.
I got
some. Oh. You save that one for a little later. Okay. Number 44. Wait, was it 44? Okay. Into a tent
where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me.
Has another song. How about a girl this time? If we know it.
11?
Sure. Do we know it? Is that right if we sing the first verse and the last verse? Thanks. Will your anchor
hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have anchor that keeps the soul stand.
Has another one? Yep. If we know it, sure.
I think it's not the song about
J-E-S-U-S.
No,
J-U-S-U-S. J-U-S-U-S. Not familiar with that one. Let's see. J-E-S-U-S spells Jesus, right? Hum the first bar. How does it go? Are you truly a savior? The right one? Good. You have another one? Number 22? Do you know which one that is? You're two? I was two once. And you're four. Wow. All sorts of ages here. 22. Wow. We're getting some good hymns here. How about we sing the first and the last verse of 22? It's been a long time since I've sung this one. Let's see. I know the chorus. Somebody want to start it?
Trim your lamps and be ready.
Should we do verses now? We can sing some more later. Just want to make sure we have time to get everybody with their wants to say a verse. The verse. What is the verse? Does anybody know? I hope somebody knows. Is it Proverbs 12:15? I hope that's what it is, because that's the one I memorized. Everybody seems really uncertain. Yes? You want to say it? You want to stand up and say it with his microphone? Here, hold on to that. You talk
the man that a man that see in his own eyes is a foolish man, but a man that is counsel is wise.
Very good. You want to say it, Rick? Here, stand up. Say it into that microphone.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
That's right. Do you like to say it?
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs
12:15. Excellent. Would you like to say it? It's kind of fun to talk into this microphone.
The way of a fool is right into his own eyes, but thou that hearkenest unto a counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Good. Would you like to say it? Got a cat there? Would you like to say it? No? Would you like to say it? Would you like to say it? No. A lot of timid folks here. Would you like to say it? You like to say hello?
Hello.
Would you like to say it? No. Annetta, I'm sure, would like to say it. She loves saying the verse. Come on, stand up. Your dad's over there saying, Annetta, this would be a great time. The way?
It's right.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
And he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Thank you. Very good. You know what it means to hearken?
Listen.
To listen. Right.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
That's good.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
That's nice. You got a tire pressure gauge there? That's pretty cool.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
Very good. Robert?
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Are you wise? You can say it without a microphone? All right, let her rip. The way? Where is that found?
12:15.
Very good.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
Proverbs
12:15.
12:15. I know, it's hard. You stand up here and you put a microphone in front of your mouth and all of a sudden you can't remember.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkeneth is wise.
Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. It's okay if you don't get the words exactly right. If you get the idea, that's what's important.
The way of a fool is right into his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. Would you like to say it?
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
That's right. I think you got it just right. Would you like to say it?
Proverbs 12:15.
The way?
The way of a fool.
That's right.
Is right in his own eyes.
But he.
The heart met in the council.
Is wise.
Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. You know that your Uncle Tim loves you. Would you like to say it? No? Would you?
He wants help.
You want help?
Yeah.
The way? Who can help her?
The phone.
Yes. Did we say it wrong?
The second half.
The fool.
It's right in his own eyes.
But the counsel.
Is wise.
Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. Did you want to say it too?
Yeah.
All right.
The wave.
My mind goes blank when you guys start. I'll help you here. Who can help her? Go ahead.
But I need help.
The way of a fool.
The way of the fool.
Is right.
Is right.
In his own eyes.
In his own eyes.
But he that hearkeneth.
He that hearkeneth.
Under counsel.
Under counsel.
Is wise.
Is wise.
Proverbs 12:15.
Proverbs 12:15.
Do you think the Lord can hear you up in heaven? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can hear you saying that verse. Very good. Then we'll start on this long row of girls and a couple boys. Would you like to say it? Go ahead.
The way of a fool is right in his own eye, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good.
The way of a fool is right into his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Good job. Would you like to say it? No? Would you like to say it? Here, grab this microphone.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good.
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good.
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Good. No? Would you like to say it? Maybe? Want some help? Here, you hold it.
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good.
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. Isla, would you like to say it? Oops. Would you like to say it? The way?
Wait.
In his own eyes?
Wait.
Let's see.
Proverbs?
Verse
12? 15. Wow, that's great. Good job. Here, you hold it.
The way of the fool is right into his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. The way?
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes.
But he? That hearkeneth?
That hearkeneth.
Unto counsel?
Unto counsel.
Is wise.
Is wise.
Proverbs?
Proverbs.
12:15. Good job.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15.
Very good. Would you like to say it? No? Would you? No? We've heard this verse 30 times now. If you're a fool, you know the right way. You know, there's lots of foolish people that have gotten saved. Has anybody here ever done something foolish? I have. But I received correction, and maybe you did too. And you changed your ways. The Lord doesn't save righteous people. He saves sinners. We're all sinners, aren't we? Well, this verse says that a wise person will listen and will do what they are told. So let's see here. So what is a fool? I asked you at the beginning, and we decided that a fool was... All right, a fool is somebody who goes his own way and doesn't listen to his mom, his mother, or his father's instruction. And a wise person was what? Somebody who did listen, and they obeyed. We're going to sing that in a little bit. I know your song. Okay, so, does anybody know what a parable is? Robert, I had you answer a question. You did a great job. You know what a parable is? A story that's what?
I know.
Yeah, a parable is like a story, and it uses people in it usually. Do you want to know?
A lesson story.
A story with a lesson? Yeah, that's great. Do you know where that word comes from, parable? A parable comes from I guess it's a Greek word, and it's like parabole. I don't know how to pronounce it, but the way it's written in that squiggly writing is parabole, and it's two words. It's a compound word. The para part of it means alongside, and the bole means to throw. So the whole idea is that you throw something alongside something else, and then you compare the two things. And it's where we get our word parabola from. Do you know what a parabola is? Nobody knows what a parabola is? Have you ever had geometry? Probably not yet, right? Well, I'll tell you. A parabola is a shape, and it's like this. It's like this shape. So I have this little thing in my pocket, and it's a party streamer. And just pretend this is like a smoke ball that you would have on the 4th of July, right? And so as long as it doesn't hit the ceiling, hopefully it doesn't, if I throw this, just pretend that this smoke trail stays in the sky and you can actually see it. And this is what a parabola looks like. Oh, it hit the ceiling. But see that arc like that? That's called a parabolic curve. Yes? It's like the St. Louis Arch, but you know what? The St. Louis Arch isn't a parabolic curve. It's something called a catenary curve. And if you can't remember that, it doesn't really matter. But if you live in St. Louis and you have to explain this to your friends that come and visit, a catenary curve is like a cross between a cat and a canary. And now you'll never forget it. A catenary curve. So what a catenary curve is if you have a post here and a post here and you have a chain that's hanging, that's a catenary curve. It's not a parabolic curve. And even still further, for those of you who will be engineers someday, if you put really heavy chain links on the very ends and then thinner ones and thinner ones till the one in the very middle is the lightest one, then you'll get a weighted catenary curve, and it's like it goes almost straight down and then it curves. Those are a lot stronger. And if you tip it up, that's what the arch is like. But enough of that. So anyways, what I wanted to get to is a parabolic curve. And Jesus used parables to teach people things. And sometimes he used parables so that people could understand. So the thing with a parabola is this half of it is a mirror image of that half of it. So he'll set something on this side, like a person who's acting a certain way, and on that side, he would put the description, like somebody who listens to instruction and actually does it. Well, you compare the two and say, well, that's a wise person over here. And then somebody else on the other side who have a different parabolic arc, somebody who doesn't listen to instruction, or they do, but they don't follow it, that person's foolish. All right, well, let me tell you a story about a parabolic arc. You know, sometimes if you throw it up real high, the two things are close together, and it helps you understand, but sometimes Jesus told parables because he didn't want people to understand. And we won't talk about that so much, but I want to tell you a story. When I was a kid, I was waiting at the bus stop, and it was nice and early in the morning, and there was a pile of rocks. And by the way, anything that you throw follows a parabolic arc. And it doesn't matter if you throw it this way or that way, it's a parabolic arc, unless it hits something like a window. And there was a pile of rocks, and there was a bunch of us boys waiting for the bus, and we put our backpacks down and started throwing rocks. Well, our bus stop was right next to some woods, and behind the woods was a church. And pretty soon we thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to have a rock fight? It was fun. And so we got to throwing rocks, and one of my friends stuck his head out from behind a tree. And I don't think you should do this, but I threw a rock at him, and it was a perfect shot. But the trouble is, he pulled his head back in, so it missed, and it went right through the window of the church. Oh, no. So that was a very foolish thing to do, right? All of a sudden, there were 10 boys standing like perfect angels in line waiting for the bus, because we knew, well, I knew I was in trouble. And, you know, nobody was in the church, but the next day, the preacher came out. He wasn't happy. And everyone was pointing at me. He gave me some wise counsel. It was a free Methodist church, and he said I was free to follow his method, and I better not throw any more rocks. Well, I listened to that wise counsel, and I didn't throw rocks at the bus stop anymore. But you know what? Jesus, he liked to teach with parables. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24 says, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me see. I think it's Matthew 7, chapter 20, or verse 24. Oh, yeah, this is that song that we might sing. Matthew 7, 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. So, somebody who hears and does. He's a wise man. Then in verse 26, says, and everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Hey, you want to sing that song? This is the wise man. That's what this story was about. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock.
The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the sand fell back.
So
if you build on Christ who is the rock, so if you build on Christ who is the rock, so if you build on Christ who is the rock, you'll be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes. You will be safe when the judgment comes if you build on Christ the rock.
Very good. So, I've got a question. If you're in a boat and you're out sailing along and you have maybe 100 people in the boat, nobody there knows anything about Jesus. Nobody knows anything about the Bible. And all of a sudden, the boat starts to sink. And you go to the first person, you say, how do you get to heaven? And they give you their answer. And you go to the next person, you say, how do you get to heaven? And they give you their answer. And you go all the way around, you say, hurry up, I need to know, the boat's sinking. Do you think any of them will come up with the right answer? You're right, they won't. Proverbs 14:12 says, we can flip over the page there. Proverbs 14:12 said, there is a way which seems right to a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If you add up all those 100 different ways that seems right to every individual and add them up, they're all just the ways of death. Well, what if you have like a boat with like 1,000 people? You think that would help? It would just make the boat sink faster, wouldn't it? Right? Nope, left to themselves, will ever figure out how to go to heaven unless somebody tells them, right? So Romans 3:11 says, there is none that understand. There is none that seek after God. So how exactly, what is the way to get to heaven? What is the way? Do you know? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's good. What were you going to say? Same verse, right? Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am the way. You know that song? Jesus said, I am the way.
I am the way, the truth.
Jesus said,
I am the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Do you know that there is a quality that little children have, or a characteristic that little children have, that Jesus loves? And I'm not talking about how Jesus loves every man and woman, boy and girl, but there's certain things about children that he loves. In fact, it's necessary for everyone to have it if they want to enter the kingdom of God. Let's go over to Matthew 18, chapter 1, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 1. Us grown-ups, we can learn from you children. I could ask you children what this quality is, and you might not know because you just have it. You don't really notice. So Matthew 18, verse 1 says, "At the same time, the disciples unto Jesus, saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?'" You know what? Satan has a kingdom. He's the god of this world, and he's made the lives of men and women and boys and girls miserable. And he deceives them and tricks them, and they do all sorts of things. Well, Jesus came along, and he was introducing his own kingdom. And you know what? He picked 12 people to go and preach the gospel and to do miracles and undo the effects of Satan and sin. And they had just suffered a defeat. They'd tried to cast out a demon out of a little boy or a boy, and they were not able to. And afterwards, they came to Jesus and said, "How come we couldn't do it?" And he said, "You didn't have faith. You didn't believe." That was the problem. So a little bit later, right here where our story picks up, here they are. Can you imagine if you were on a baseball team or a soccer team or something and you just lost and you were sitting in the dugout and you were all talking about who was the greatest person on the team, and the coach overheard you saying, "I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest." Excuse me, did you just win or lose? We lost. Why are you talking about who's the greatest? See, the disciples didn't understand. And so Jesus had to tell them this story. There's these 12 big grown men, disciples, they're in a room. And Jesus, it says in verse 2, Jesus called a little child unto him, and he set him in the middle of them. He called a little child. And this little child didn't care what these big grown-ups were thinking about. He just came right over to Jesus. And in another chapter where it tells the same story, he says Jesus took that little child in his arms. Jesus loves little children. And the thing that he likes about you is that you still have a soft, tender heart. And that you come when you're called. And that is something that, let's keep reading. Verily, verse 3, "Verily I say unto you, except you, big grown-ups, be converted or turn and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Do you think Jesus, the kingdom of heaven, do you think it would work very well if the people who were in it didn't listen to Jesus? It would be chaos. It wouldn't resemble the kingdom of heaven at all, would it? If you want to be in his kingdom, you have to come, like we listened yesterday in John chapter 6. Did you hear that? They came to Jesus and they believed, right? And so Jesus also said in another place, he said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus loves people who have a tender heart. And us grown-ups, we need to have a tender heart, not a hardened heart. You know, yesterday we sat here all day and we listened to some really good ministry, some good things that the grown-ups were saying. Conk, you all right? Sorry, buddy. You have a hard head? Good. That looked like it hurt. So I was sitting there, and I know a lot of you were sitting there, and you were enjoying all these things that were being said. But you know something? I was also enjoying something else. Listen. You hear that? You know what I was listening to yesterday? Hear those little voices? Doesn't that sound wonderful? I've been at an assembly, our meeting where we go, for 11 years that we were there. There was no babies. There were no little children. And now we have one. And we love to hear those little sounds. So if you're a parent of a little baby or a young child, Don't worry if they make noise. Those are happy sounds. And pretty soon they'll learn to sit and behave. But children are noisy. And what a great place to bring them so they can hear about Jesus. I know babies don't sleep very well, and mom and dad, you get really tired, and it's easier to stay at home. Oh, the baby will just be a disturbance. Bring them. We love to have them, but I digress. When we grow up, sometimes we get hard-hearted. We get stubborn. And the Lord says, today, if you're one of those, these people who's trying to decide whether you want to be wise or foolish, the Lord says, today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Did you know? There's another verse that says, he that being often reproved, like if somebody goes the wrong way and someone says, hey, stop it, you're going the wrong way, this is the right way. Somebody who being often reproved and hardens his neck or her neck, that's another way of saying hardening your heart, like stiffening your neck. Somebody who's often reproved and they stiffen their neck, you know what happens to them? Who can finish the verse? Shall suddenly be destroyed. Boom. And that without remedy. You know, there's lots of foolish people in the world. They hear the right way and they choose the wrong way and they're foolish. But God decides when they've had enough chances. And then he destroys them. Do we know when that happens? We don't, do we? That's something that God decides, not us. It's wise to choose and follow Jesus, to go the right way while there's still time. We don't know when that time is, when there will be no more chances. And once that happens, you'll be suddenly destroyed and there will be no way to fix it. That without remedy. So, Jesus said, I am the way. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. If you're trying to decide, we'll try to help you. Choose Jesus. He's the right way to the Father. He's the right way to heaven. Let me end with a question that God can't even answer. Is that possible? I'm going to ask you a question that not even God can answer. And the reason I know it is because he had one of his authors write it. It's in Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. You know what it says there? Jesus has been presented to you as the way to heaven. There is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way to heaven. So this question right here in this book, in this Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, it asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Is there another way? You won't. You know that story about Samuel? Samuel, when he was a little boy, the Lord called to him. You know that song? It's not in our book here, but I think we probably know it. Oh, give me Samuel's ear. Do we all know that one? I knew the first verse, but I couldn't remember the second verse. And I'll read it to you, and then we'll sing it. Oh, give me Samuel's heart. A lowly heart that waits, where in thy house thou art, or watches at thy gates, by day and night, a heart that still moves at the breathing of thy will. You know that song? I hope so. I hope I'm not the only one singing. We're going to sing both verses. Oh, give me Samuel.